From across all corners of our fair planet Earth, welcome to the Gaming Cult Podcast. Worldwide opinions on obscure and up-to-date gaming talk culture and geekery for today and yesteryear. You love it, my boy.
Hey guys, welcome to a very special episode of the Gaming Cult Podcast. This is episode number one, the most important episode. That's why it's so special. It's Eric. I'm here with a very special guest.
Very special.
Kevin. Kevin, how are you?
I'm doing very good.
This is great. This is the best. Kevin, how many episodes of Gaming Cult Podcast have you been on in the past?
Zero.
So this is why it's episode number one.
Yeah.
Because he's the most important Gaming Cult Podcast member. He's the number one member of Mega 64, and now he's the number one member of Gaming Cult Podcast. Jake came to me and said, hey, record something. Record anything. And I said, okay, what do you want us to record about? And he said, retro games. So we're not going to talk about retro games.
I don't like retro games.
Jake, we don't play that. We only play the newest.
Have you played Halo?
Dude, have you? Like, guys, play it. I went to a party at RTX, and they played Halo 2.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Too retro. I don't like it. I only want re-releases. They announced Halo 2. They announced, like, oh, dude, Halo Master Chief Anniversary Special Edition, whatever. How are people excited about it?
I don't know.
We've played them, right?
Yeah.
Oh, but it's like the real Halo 2, like the one that you played online.
I didn't play it online.
Me neither. Yeah. I don't give a fuck about this game. That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like you can still just play Halo 2 if you want to play Halo 2, right?
They brought down Xbox Live. And so you can't play Halo 2 anymore online.
Oh, wow.
So this is basically the only way you can play Halo 2 again.
The new Halo. Does that not freak people out? I think we've talked about this, but having all your stuff, like, streaming or having other people control your internet, kind of like, oh, yeah, I'm going to, like, stream this game or, like, PlayStation Now.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, I'm going to stream this movie on Netflix. Mm-hmm. When they decide you can't have it anymore, you can't have it anymore.
Yeah.
The end.
Mm-hmm.
So PlayStation Now, like, really freaks me out. What if you want to play Last of Us in 4 years and you got it on PlayStation Now and you're like, well, I'll just put in, oh, the server's down.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I spent $60.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you spent $60 4 years ago, but, like, I still have the ability to play old games. Garrett has a Sega Genesis hooked up in the kitchen right now.
That's why I buy physical copies?
Because
every time I hold it in my hand, I'm like, anytime I think about getting a digital copy, I'm like, in 20 years, am I going to be able to play this?
And who knows, maybe I don't want to play Saints Row 2 in 20 years, but I want the option to still play Saints Row 2 in 20
Just
years.
Just bring it out, pop it in.
It's like, crazy that people, like, and I think it's, like, a really old way of thinking. Like, I think that, like, a younger generation, because we're, like, in our late 20s, early 30s, I think that we still have this grasp of, like, I need a physical thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of kids are going to be like, no, whatever, just download it, who cares?
Yeah.
Man, like, one day people are just going to go like, yeah, no, you can't have it anymore. That's insane to me.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I still play old games, but I guess they'll just keep re-releasing and keep taking your money. I mean, how many copies of Resident Evil 4 have you bought?
Every single one. If it gets released on something, I buy it, so I don't care.
Just another excuse to play that game. Hell yeah. Are they... That's so funny to me. Yeah, dude, they're going to take away your digital copy. Yeah, that's why I always have a physical one. Yeah, were you going to buy Resident Evil 4 when it comes out? Yeah, for the ninth time. Oh, man. Are they going to release it for PlayStation 4?
They have to. I'm sure they're going to. It's been, like, on every single console since the GameCube. So,
like, there's no way they're not going to. Isn't that crazy that it came out on GameCube?
Yep.
What? Why? Why GameCube? That's such, like, a PlayStation-type game, right?
Yeah.
Why a GameCube?
They got the rights.
That's so bizarre.
Yeah.
Was there anything... Like, what else was on GameCube that...
Like, there was, like, a Sony thing and showed up on GameCube.
Yeah, something that felt, like, that big. Like, Melee.
Yeah.
What else was that big on...
Oh, yeah.
I can't think of anything that was, like, huge. On GameCube. And you know what? There's like four people sitting at home going, fucking Billy and the Eggman or whatever. What was the game with the egg? There's a kid with an egg. I played a Die Hard game on, I don't know if people know about this, on GameCube. There's a Die Hard game.
I did not know this.
And it's a first-person shooter.
Does he say Yippee-ki-yay a lot?
No!
What?
It doesn't look like John McClane. Like, the dialogue is garbage. The game is so broken. It is, like, one of the worst first-person shooters I've ever played. Ever. On the GameCube.
Yeah.
What a weird... That was a weird console.
It was.
Is that anybody's favorite console? There has to be someone, right?
There's always somebody.
That's weird. That's like people who collect games are like, oh, I got, like, rare Doshin the Giant GameCube carts. Like, that's why I go to Akihabara, because I get to get rare Japanese imports. So lame. Is there another console like that? I guess the Wii is kind of like that, but no one really had, like, pull to the Wii. The GameCube had, like, a nice little, like, cult following. I feel like the Wii was super popular, because everyone just bought one, but there were, like, no games on it.
No.
Wii Sports.
That was
and it.
It
played all your GameCube games. And then you could download Star Fox, I think. I don't remember, but that's more digital copies of stuff on a console that you're never going to hook up.
Yeah.
That's so weird. But I think a lot of people like that. I don't know.
If
you like digital copies, email jake@gamingcultpodcast.com. I hope that's his email address.
.biz. I can see digital copy for handhelds, but even then I don't like it.
Yeah.
But you don't have to carry around all your games and stuff. But consoles, I refuse to buy digital.
Yeah. Like a digital copy of games on my phone, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Like Metal Slug Defense. I've been playing the hell out of that game.
Yeah.
I don't need to own a cart of that, but that's a mobile game.
Mm-hmm.
I think like mobile games are totally different. And I thought about that today. I was at the swap meet and I saw a kid waiting for his mom and he was just like sitting down at like the end of a booth. Like, on the fucking gross-ass asphalt of the San Diego Sports Arena parking lot. He was just sitting down waiting for his mom to, like, look at whatever. And he was just on an iPhone playing a game. It was loud as shit. Like, his volume turned all the way up and everything. But I remember being a kid and taking the huge-ass Game Boy.
Yeah, the old brick Game Boy, yeah.
Yep, everywhere that I went, like, oh, my parents are gonna do boring stuff. I'm gonna play my Game Boy. You don't have to have a console or anything anymore. And I wonder if that hurts the handheld market. Like, how do you think... But they do well because there's still, like, Pokemon and stuff, right?
Yeah.
People buy it just
there's
for those games.
There's still stuff to drive the handhelds, but...
But, like, what about, like, the Vita? I feel like Sony just gave up on the Vita, right? Like, is there anything coming out for the Vita?
No.
Kevin, are you a proud Vita owner?
I am a proud Vita owner. Uh-huh. I own two games for the Vita.
Do you really?
I got it at launch.
No way! Yeah. Are you fucking serious? Oh my god!
I bought two games. There's PlayStation Plus for the Vita, uh-huh. So there's tons of free games that way.
Yeah.
But I only purchased two physical copies
of
games.
What games do you own for the Vita? Like, what games did you buy for the Vita?
I bought Uncharted.
Uh-huh.
And I bought the Metal Gear Solid HD Collection.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And then, like, the rest is just like, oh, what PlayStation Plus game is free this month? Oh, like FIFA Soccer.
Pretty much.
Have there been any good games that have come out for Plus?
There's been a few.
Really?
Plus is pretty good. I love Plus.
I love Plus. Yeah. I think that's awesome. Like, I never would have played Sly Cooper in the whatever...
Yeah.
Partners in Time or whatever the fuck. I never would have played that game if it wasn't for PlayStation Plus. But I'm having a really good time with it.
Yeah.
Because it's just a Sly Cooper game. It's like, when else am I gonna... I don't give a shit. Yeah. My debit card, didn't expire. There was like, oh... Weird activity on your account, so we'll send you a new one. So I had to update all my accounts, and I just kept forgetting to do it for Gamefly. And my Gamefly account just expired, like, canceled, and they're like, you've sent back the game you have. And I'm like, what are you going to do, charge me? I dare you. I'm going to keep the game. Fuck you.
Come and find me.
I haven't used Gamefly. Like, I've had just a game out, and I've been paying for it for months.
Yeah.
I don't use it anymore. There's no games I want to play.
Really?
Yeah. Are there games that, like, you're kind of, like, waiting for?
The only one I'm really looking forward to is a re-release, and it's,
Resident Evil 4!
No, it's The Last of Us for, PS4. I cannot wait for that.
It's gonna look good, right?
Yeah, it's gonna look amazing.
Aren't they releasing Grand Theft Auto 5?
Yep.
Did you see that?
I never beat Grand Theft Auto 5, so I'm not gonna beat it until...
Really?
Yeah.
You never beat that game?
Nope.
Oh, wow. I just beat it, honestly, like 2 months ago.
Really?
Yeah, I would just been playing online.
Yeah.
But I heard that it carries over, like, your character from the previous console?
Mm-hmm.
Really? That's cool.
Yeah.
We're finally moving into, like, things that do that. Thank God, finally.
Yeah.
Like, Garrett's been playing Final Fantasy 14? Is that the one that's out now?
I think so. I've never played it.
You can play on your PlayStation 4 or your PlayStation 3 or PC, and they all go to, like, the same...
Yeah. It's all connected.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And I think they can all play each other and everything.
That's what I wanted, yeah. That's what I wanted as a kid. It's like, just put all the things together.
Yeah.
But nobody ever did that. Because, I don't know. It's not like anything was that connected when we were younger or whatever, but still, being able to, like, play online was, like, a cool thing. And the idea of, like, oh, yeah, you can play with, like, your friends on the PC if you have the game online. Yeah, do that. Who's that hurting? That doesn't hurt anybody. That's great. Do more of that. I don't want to talk too much about retro games. Did you have a Sega Genesis when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Did you have a Super Nintendo?
No. Uh-huh. I bought a Super Nintendo in 2003.
Wow.
First Super Nintendo purchase.
I don't want to burst your bubble. You're a little late.
A little bit late. I never had a Sega Genesis.
Uh-huh.
I had a Sega Nomad that I plugged into
the
TV.
The Nomad? Oh, I'm so jealous.
I still have my Nomad.
Do you really?
And
do you plug it into a wall outlet and you just play the shit out of it?
You can plug it into a wall outlet and it has a TV out on the top of it and you just plug it into your TV and just play like a...
Dude, the Sega Nomad I thought was the raddest idea.
I got it for Christmas when I was a kid and I flipped out.
I had it on my Christmas list for like 2 years and never got it.
It was the coolest thing.
I wanted it so bad. The idea that you could just take games that you already had and then play them anywhere you wanted as long as you had like 19A batteries.
Yep.
That thing just sucked juice.
Oh, and it couldn't even hold the batteries in the system. You had this battery pack that you would stick batteries into.
Really?
And click it onto the back of it.
No way.
It couldn't hold it in the inside.
Holy shit.
And it took full cartridges in the top. So if you wanted to play Sonic and Knuckles,
oh, no,
you looked like an idiot. You had this giant backpack on the thing. And, like, a foot of cartridge sticking out of the top of this. I remember being at school playing Sonic and Knuckles with stacked up sticking out of it.
Oh, that's so fucking funny. I never even thought about that. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. What happened to that technology? Let's bring back stacked things.
Yeah.
I want more of that. I want to stack Grand Theft Auto 5 on top of Grand Theft Auto 4. I want all my Grand Theft Auto 5 characters to play in Liberty City and vice versa. Let's just start putting CDs on top of Blu-rays. Let's see what we get. I'm going to stack some Wii games on some GameCube games. Just fucking make them spin. Dude. That was like the coolest shit, though.
Yeah.
And I thought it was really cool when Nintendo 64 came out with, like, the little, this little hard drive, like, RAM thing that you put, like, in the front.
Yeah.
Now you can play Donkey Kong. It's like, whoa. It's so powerful, it's gonna play Donkey Kong. And you go back and look and you go, this game was like shit.
Yep.
Fuck that. You just made me spend $60 extra. The other peripheral that I thought was the best thing ever was the Rumble Pack for Star Fox.
Yeah.
Damn, the Rumble Pack was, like, the coolest shit. The Rumble Pack was awesome. Oh, yeah, when you, like, shoot a bomb, you feel it. What a gimmick. What a lame gimmick that they sold me on hook, line, and sinker. I loved it.
The gimmick things crack me up because I had this friend when I was a little kid, and he had a Sega Genesis, and he had this backpack that you would put on.
He had, like, the Rumble vest thing?
It was like a Rumble backpack. So you'd be playing Sonic, and it would just, like, shake and rumble as you're playing.
Yeah, it would shake and rumble the same way Sonic does.
Yeah,
you know how Sonic shakes and rumbles? When you're flying through the air, his tails, you're like, it's like I'm really on a jet. Oh, that's so lame.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about all the stuff like Oculus Rift and Morpheus and everything.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just another, like, gimmick thing. And I've gotten too old and too set in my ways to take that next step. If we're going to take a step into technology where I have to wear headphones and, like, goggles to play a video game, I think I'm out of video games.
Really?
Yeah, because all I can think of is that I'm going to put headphones and goggles on and be immersed in a game like an asshole. Like, I'm gonna look like an idiot. Yeah. And then Garrett's gonna come into my room and scare the shit out of me.
Yeah. That
I don't want that!
Hey, I'm not gonna lie. You do look like an idiot when you're wearing this thing, but you don't know it because you're so immersed in it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's so...
Watching people do it is not a selling point.
No, it's
doing
hilarious.
Doing it is a selling point.
Yep.
Yeah.
Are there porn games for it yet?
I have no idea.
There have to be.
There's gonna be.
Guys, what's your favorite porn game for the Oculus or Morpheus? Email jake@gamingcult.biz. You can let him know what your favorite porn game is. For what you do when you wear goggles and pretend like there's someone on top of you and you're like, oh, it's like the real thing. Man, you have to be so bored with masturbation to buy an Oculus Rift for sex games. Listen, you stick with what you're doing. There's no need to blow $400 on a simulated sex toy, right? You can't be that bored with jerking off.
No.
Spend $400 and get a girlfriend. You can get a girlfriend for like $400. If you have $400, you can sink that into a relationship. Take a girl out on like 3 really nice dates and have like $75 left over. And then, oh, guess what? She's your girlfriend. And then you don't even have to impress her that much anymore. Because then she just comes over and watches Netflix. Mm-hmm. But then when you watch Red vs. Blue Season 8 with her, then she'll break up with you.
Yeah.
Because she knows you're a Rooster Teeth fan. And girls don't like Rooster Teeth fans.
Nope.
Have you met anyone from Rooster Teeth? Ugh. No. Blech. They don't have any of them have girlfriends. None of them. None of them. None of them are even girls. It's all just Gus in one room. It's Rooster Teeth is Gus in one room playing Halo and doing voices. So we just got back from Rooster Teeth Expo. Kevin, how was RTX?
RTX was a blast.
You had a good time?
I had a really, really good time at RTX.
We had a nice little turnout for the Mega 64 booth. Kevin and I went with Sean and Derek to sell Tex-Mex Sucks posters and brand new t-shirts and gawk at people who only come out for a Rooster Teeth convention.
Yep.
Which is tough if you only come out for a Rooster Teeth convention.
Yikes.
Go to another convention. All the Guardians wear kilts. There's a line. You wait in line for 2 hours outside to, like, get your... Like, you people were, like, lining up.
Yeah.
You line up to get your badge. Okay. And then the doors open. Expo Hall is open. Come into the Expo Hall. Kevin, what's your first stop if you're a Rooster Teeth fan? Merchandise booth. So go wait in line at the merchandise booth for an hour so you can buy a t-shirt with Jeff on it. What a racket. They're geniuses.
Yep.
Rooster Teeth is a bunch of geniuses.
Yep.
And I can't fault them because I respect them too much. The fucking brilliant monsters. We're gonna have a convention where the purpose of the convention is that you pay us to come and buy our shirts.
Yep.
And then you can get an autograph from Gavin. It's brilliant! It's absolutely brilliant.
It's foolproof.
That being said, Rooster Teeth Expo is probably my favorite convention we do all year long.
I love Rooster Teeth.
It's because I love Austin, Texas.
Yep.
And I love hanging out with everyone from Rooster Teeth.
Yep.
I have such a good time with the people from Rooster Teeth.
They're such an amazing group of people.
They are so, like, welcoming every year. They all stop by the booth. They all come out and hang out. They all put on masks this year and, like, would come over to our booth so that way no one would, like, disturb them.
Yeah.
They would all put on masks and come over and go, hey, it's me, Gavin. And we're like, hey, what the fuck's going on? That was weird. Going out at night was always a blast.
Mm-hmm.
6th Street and Rainy Street, where we're running, like, Buffalo Billiards and then going upstairs to, like, some bar arcade thing and getting free drinks and then going over to Casino El Camino.
That was the best new bar we found.
That was the best new bar. That is my favorite bar in Austin now. Casino El Camino is great because the jukebox rolls, they have incredible hamburgers.
Oh, they're so good. They're like a pound of meat, and it's so good.
And the guys making it are just like the most flunky dudes in the back that rule.
They're so awesome. I was going up to get my burger, and they're like, oh, hold on a second. We got to look at it. I'm like, no worries. Like, take all the time you want. And they're running around, getting everything done. Like, things are on fire. Like, the grill is just flaming, and they're running around. Everything's on fire!
It's so great.
And they're dumping water on the grill to get it to go down. It was so awesome.
It's a bar that just happens to have food at it, where the food is, like, really, really good.
Yeah.
Me and Kevin were there, and then Sean met up with us later. So me and Kevin watched the end of Ted. That movie sucks.
Yep.
If you like Ted, you suck, Ryan Reed. And Sean met up with us later and ordered a burger from like the station in the back. And as he did, the guy taking his order went, "Hang on, what the fuck? Hang on, hey, those kids in front of you, hey, kids, get back here!
Yeah.
You're a fucking 21, get out of here! All right, whatever. I'll give you your order to go, and then you have to get the fuck out. This is a bar. It's a fucking bar. Get out. Hey, man, what can I do for you?" And it was, like, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. We went there one night and watched the last half of Ted, which sucks, Ryan Reed. Mm-hmm. And then after that was 1408. Me, Kevin, and Sean all had hamburgers. We all had a couple of drinks, and we all watched 1408. Yep. That movie is weird.
Yeah.
That's the second time I've seen it. So I knew what was happening, but do you remember the guys who were like kind of sitting behind us watching it?
Yeah.
And they came up and he's like, "What's the name of this movie?" 1408. Oh, and it was all just like happening like in his head. And I'm like, "Oh no, this part isn't real." He goes back to the room and he's like, "Oh fuck! I have to watch the rest of it, man. God damn it. God damn it." And he was like, "Okay, have a good one."
Take it easy.
What a weird bar.
It was really weird.
But it was a lot of fun. And then another night we hung out with Jeff from Achievement Hunter, his wife Griffin, their friends Max and Larkin, and then our friends Jordan from Rooster Teeth, his girlfriend Holly, and their friend Eddie, and then Sean and Derek, and me and Kevin were out, and it was like, we just chilled outside for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
I didn't realize we were there for like so long.
We were there forever.
Which burgers did you get?
I just got chicken.
That's right, you only got chicken.
Yep.
I got a buffalo burger. That was, I don't think buffalo meat, but I think it was like buffalo sauce in the burger. Right. Holy shit, my mouth is like watering thinking about it. I'm drinking coffee and I don't want to take a drink because it's going to take away from the delicious.
It's going to ruin the illusion.
Yeah, right? It's going to trick me. That's bullshit. So Rooster Teeth Expo, it was good. We went to a Microsoft or 343 party.
Yeah.
That was put on by Microsoft 343 and Meg Castro from Rooster Teeth, who did an excellent job.
She did. She did an amazing job.
She did a great job. That was give her props because she did a very, very good job at that party. Mm. That was at a bar called The Market. And it was three levels.
That was the best part because the top level was out in the open.
Yep.
And then you just went deeper and deeper down into
it. It was like a labyrinth.
Yeah.
You walk in and there's a whole tournament set up of people playing like Halo 2. I think it was like the re-release of Halo 2, I think. So you kind of like get a drink at that bar. No one's really there. We go upstairs. We're like, all right, we'll go upstairs and outside and have a drink. We run into Gus. We hang out. We just talk with a bunch of people. People from the Behemoth were there. It was just kind of chilling and everything. And then who found the downstairs?
Sean found the downstairs because that's where the food was.
Yep.
And he was searching for the food. Yep. And it was all the way downstairs. And they had a...
We had to go down like three floors to find like Thai-inspired tacos. Those were weird, but really good.
They were good.
And there was a shuffleboard table, which is all we want to do when we're in Austin.
That's the only time I ever play shuffleboard.
Me too. Shuffleboard is so much fun, and I rule at it as long as we're on a long table.
Yeah.
They had
a short table at this bar.
And I was getting my ass kicked. But then, Buffalo Billiards is the bar we go to and usually play shuffleboard.
Yeah.
The last night we were there, we hung out with a bunch of fans, both the Kellys and a bunch of other people. And we were playing shuffleboard, and me and Derek were on a team, and we just ran, I think we won like 7 or 8 games in a row. No one touched us. We're Team Pretty Boys. No one could touch Team Pretty Boys. We were just like laying it in there. Kevin kept getting close. Fuck. I hate losing at that game. That was evidenced by our first night out.
Yep.
I was so
pissed.
I was furious. Aww. I did not have a good night.
That was
the
first game we like. Oh, that was the first night. We went to our hotel room and like, okay, let's go out. We went. That was the first game, first night, and
I was furious. Yeah. I was livid.
You didn't want to play anymore.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
No, because it's bullshit, and I couldn't figure out why I was so bad. And then I did because it's a short table.
Yep.
But then we went upstairs. There's like a new like little pinball area at Buffalo Billiards, and they wanted $1 to play Metallica pinball.
That's too much.
You gotta be out of your fucking mind. $1 to play Metallica pinball. That's not even good. That's Metallica pinball. It's bullshit.
Yeah.
But now we're back. How were your travels since we got back from RTX, Kevin? Have you been just like settling back into your role as Kevin in San Diego?
Yeah.
And just getting back brass tacks, hanging tough, and doing whatever you want.
Yep, pretty much.
Hell yeah. What's next? Well, the guys are at SGC, right?
Right now, yeah.
Damn. As of this recording, the Screw Attack Gaming Convention is happening, and Omega 64 just lost to Screw Attack last night on the main stage because Screw Attack cheated.
Yep.
From what I understand,
they fully cheated.
There were vertical hold issues during Sean's game of Kirby's Dream Smash or whatever. Can only be Stuttering Craig who propagated such hate.
What gaming convention doesn't have a working Super Nintendo?
I don't.
Like, no. I don't understand that.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah, they were running it through weird machines, emulate, like, it yep. had this weird box that had, like, multiple cartridge slots to put multiple games in, all this weird stuff. Just, I want a basic Super Nintendo cartridge yep. in there.
Seems like some trickery.
Yep.
Seems like some foul play. Seems like a lot of excuses from Rooster Teeth. Rooster Teeth from Screw Attack. Jake, edit out the part where I said Rooster Teeth from Screw Attack. And I don't trust any of it. Also, from what I hear, Dallas, Texas is boring as hell.
Yep.
I want to go to SGC because it seems like a pro wrestling event, but I don't want to go to Dallas, Texas because Dallas, Texas seems like hell.
Just have all of Texas be in Austin.
I love Austin.
Yeah.
God, I love Austin. Man, but Dallas seems like a hellish place. It doesn't sound like fun. It sounds like something happened there in the 60s, like a president got shot, yeah. and then from then on out, they're like, we got the Cowboys, and that's it. You got the Cowboys, and a president died. Dallas, Texas. So that's... So come to Dallas. Beautiful stadium. Presidential death. Kevin, have you been playing any games since you got back?
I have not been playing any games since I got back.
I haven't been playing any games before I left.
Yeah.
Like, that Sly Cooper game a little bit, nothing else.
Yeah.
Screw, what was it, Metal Slug Defense on my iPhone, which is just a Metal Slug game where you send out units to go fight units that are coming at you. That's fun.
Yeah.
It's free, so it's fun. But other than that, like, I played Mario Kart.
I haven't played that in a while.
That's it, man.
Yeah.
Like, there are no games that are, like, pulling me.
I'm just waiting for Last of Us Remastered. But
yeah.
I don't know why. I told you this before, but I have been dying to play through Red Dead Redemption again.
Mm.
I don't know what it is, but, like, I just want to start a whole new game of that.
Yeah. Do you have it on PlayStation 3?
No. I think I want to get it for PlayStation 3.
Let's get it on PlayStation 3, and let's start online again.
Yeah.
Like, that online, I don't know if you ever played online.
I did a little bit.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I think I played with, like, Ryan Reed and a bunch of other people one time.
Yeah.
And it was just like, we're going to go do, like, these shootouts and duels and crazy shit. And, like, okay, we're just going to run around in a posse. I remember trying to kill bears with knives. Were you there for that?
I was there. It was killing a bear with a knife. I played with Derek a couple times, and what a game we would do is we would just charge each other with on horses, and then try to shoot each other's horses as we were going by.
Oh yeah, you could shoot people's horses
yeah.
and stuff, like in the back of the head.
Yep.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that. I would do that like with, I would play online and someone would be like, okay, we're going to ride out like way into like the distance.
Yeah.
And someone would go, yeah, man, see you there. And then shoot your horse.
And you have to run.
And he would go, no!
They all take off in the distance. They all ride off into the sunset, and you're there sitting in the dirt.
You're trying to jog. Dude, we should play that game again.
I'd be down to play that again.
Hell yeah. Guys, if you want to start a new game of Red Dead Redemption on PlayStation 3, we can play all on the internet together. You can email Jake at mega64.gamingcult.biz. And let him know that you want to play Red Dead with us. And that's what the name of this episode is. The name of this episode is Gaming Cult Podcast Episode 1, Red Dead Redemption, Online Gangs. That is the name of this episode. So Jake put this up is exactly as I titled it, and I will not be able to tell you what the title is shortly. So hopefully you listen to this whole thing. Kevin, what music have you been listening to? We're getting into regular podcast bits.
Hey, I'm still listening to that Chromeo album.
Yes!
Love that Chromeo album.
I recommended that album to Lindsay at Achievement Hunter.
Yeah.
I was talking to her on Twitter, and I'm like, yeah, you gotta check this album out. I think you'll really like it. She came up to me at that 343 party, and she's like, all we've been listening to is that Chromeo album and nothing
it's
else.
It's so good.
It's awesome, right?
Yeah.
Damn. Chromeo White Women.
Yep.
White Women's a great name for an album. Mm. Great album. go check it out, which I'm sure you guys all have. If you haven't yet, what are you doing? Yeah. What is that?
It just doesn't get old to me. I listened to it in the car on the way here.
Did you really?
Yep.
Jesus Christ, Kevin. Okay, another regular podcast bit. Kevin, movies that you've seen recently. Go.
Zero.
Yeah, right, me too. I've taken in, like, no media.
Nothing.
At all. I started watching Veep on HBO, because I have HBO Go.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend's like, yeah, you should check out Veep. So I watched it with her, and, it's okay. It's funny. It is the same kind of humor that you have in, like, early seasons of The Office.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, oh, God, oh, I gotta hide under something. Like, that kind of, like, Curb Your Enthusiasm type thing. But I can't, like, watch... If I watch more than, like, two episodes, like, I'll die. It's
awkward and intense and stuff?
It is. Yeah. Like, super, super, super awkward and intense. So, if you want that, if you want more of that in TV, watch Veep. Two or three people, I think, like, Nicole Crakes, like, recommended that to
really?
Me. Really? Yeah. And one other person... Like, I think you would like Veep. And it's okay. It's funny. It's got, who's having it? It has the girl from that movie, My Girl, with Macaulay Culkin.
I don't know her name, but I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, she's in it. It has one of the guys from, Upright Citizens Brigade.
Really?
Did you ever watch Upright Citizens Brigade?
I used to watch it all the time.
It's the, not the guy with the eye patch. Not the not the brown-haired, like, nerdy guy.
Yeah.
The other guy who's, like, a little paunchy.
Yeah.
He's in Veep, and he's really, really good.
Really?
In Veep, yeah. Yeah. Upright Citizens Brigade was awesome. I don't know if it's still on Netflix, but they have a live thing called ASCAT that they did at an Upright Citizens Brigade. It's Amy Poehler and those guys from Upright Citizens Brigade. They did, and Horatio Sanz is there and a couple other people, I think. It's called ASCAT, and if you haven't seen it, I really, really recommend it, because it's just more of that.
Yeah.
It's more Upright Citizens Brigade stuff.
That's awesome. I'll check it out.
Upright Citizens Brigade was great, and I don't know if they ever released, like, the last season on DVD.
No. I think they just cut it off.
Why?
I have no idea.
I would buy it.
Yeah.
I have season two. Mm.
Other than Kids in the Hall, that was what I was into.
Yep,
like,
me too.
It was Kids in the Hall, and then yep. Upright Citizens Brigade.
Did you watch Kids in the Hall every day you got home from school?
Comedy Central? Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yep. You get home, and it's Kids in the Hall. That influenced my comedy so much.
I loved that when I was a kid, yeah.
Sketch comedy is like, I love sketch comedy because of Kids in the Hall. Mm. I love it. Did you watch News Radio?
Yes.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Loved News Radio.
I think News Radio is great.
Yeah.
That's Brian's favorite show.
Really? You know, I didn't know it was his favorite show, but I knew he was really into it.
I mean, it's probably between that and Lost for what he loves the most,
yeah.
But I do know that he watches, like, News Radio, probably, like, the whole thing, like, once a year.
Really?
Yeah, he really, really likes that show a lot.
It's just
Upright Citizens Brigade really influenced a lot of, like the weird kind of zanier, like, mm-hmm. We can do a lot of stuff with, like, a single camera, but as far as, like, studio sketch, Kids in the Hall is, like, the top.
Oh, it's my number one. They're touring right now.
Yeah.
But it's all on, like, the East Coast. And
yep.
I'm like, come on, come to LA or something.
Yeah, I know, no kidding. Yeah. I would love to go to
I would definitely go to one.
If they come, we should definitely
go. Yeah, definitely.
I would really like to see that. I think Dave Foley has a show right now on CBC.
I forgot what it's called, but I remember, yeah.
Yeah, and but he can't film it in Canada. It's on CBC, but he can't film it in Canada. I think this is true. Because of child support payments that he still owes.
Really?
Because it's when the way their child support works is, like, they take whatever you are making at, like, the most during, like, the time of your marriage or, like, when you had kids or whatever, and taking a percent of that, and you owe it. So that's fine when he's working for a, like, broadcast sitcom.
Yep.
But then when that ends, it's like, oh, I don't make that money anymore.
I know, I still gotta pay, yeah.
Shit. So I'm pretty sure he can't go back to Canada because of that. Because he'd be arrested.
Yeah.
So guys, if you have kids, don't get divorced.
Yeah.
Child support. You're welcome. That's free advice from Gaming Cult Podcast. If you agree with the advice, email Jake, jake.childsupport.gamingcult.biz, and let him know what you really think about all that. This has been a very strange little podcast that we recorded, Kevin.
It is.
But it's fun.
Yeah.
And if you sat through this, I'm impressed by you. Kevin, did you ever watch Shoho Movies?
I loved the Shoho movies.
Yes! That's what we should have talked about for half an hour, is Home Movies. Do you have a favorite episode of Home Movies?
Shore Leave.
Really?
Love that episode, because it's like, they like went all stylistic with it and everything.
Yeah.
Near the end, and I thought that was cool. Like,
wow.
It came out of nowhere.
I think my favorite episodes are midway through season two, where you finally meet Brendan's dad, and it's Louis C.K. is the voice of his dad. And I didn't know, like, you know, watching that show when it first started, I'm like, I don't know who this guy is or whatever. It wasn't a big deal. But I thought he was always really funny, and then finding out later that it was Louis C.K., I'm like, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
That, or when they go to camp, and their camp counselors are, they might be giants. The two camp counselors, not like the evil ones that's like acting camp, when they go to like camp, and the two camp counselors, it might be the same episode, the two like nice camp counselors who are like playing music are the band They Might Be Giants. Mm-hmm. And I think that's also the same episode where Coach McGurk is he's going through the woods with like the Shadow Walkers, or like do you remember that? He's being chased by like the men who like just want to like hug him. Cry Walkers. Is it Cry Walkers? It's super weird. That's a weird show. The later seasons of that show are like, or like the later episodes of that show are like really bizarre. They really go like way into left field. But they're a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I always have a really good time watching it. Do you remember the last episode?
I don't.
It's, spoilers, turn off this podcast right now if you don't want the last episode spoiled of Home Movies for you. This is where we're talking about the last episode of Home Movies and how the whole show ends. So if you don't want it spoiled, turn it off. That is a spoiler. The last episode is all about, it's all like the closure for everyone. And I think it's Coach McGurk, like, trying to build a grill for Brent and his mom and everything. And then I remember them driving away, and it's all like really somber music, and there's like a lot of like just like little final notes, like little loose ends tied up in the show. And it's them driving away, and Brendan is kind of like filming like a car, like, you know, they're driving in a car, and he's filming like this kind of like nice shot. Mm-hmm. It's like really like stylistic and like a little like somber, and then he drops his camera out of the window of the car, and it's just poof. It hits the street, and it's like, oh. And I think he just goes, oh, man. And that's it. That's the end of the show. I always thought that was so funny and so clever. Like, yeah, of course, he's just a kid with a camera. Yeah, it's going to get dropped.
Yeah.
But, man, that was like, I remember just being, like, really affected. That's my favorite TV show of all time.
Really?
Is Home Movies. I love that show. I love it. The one where they go on the field trip, and Coach McGurk gets a job at the coffee shop with like Astro Coffee or something, and there's the girl whose name is like Clarice, and she says, my boyfriend calls me Lil Mama. It's so funny, and Coach gets the job by saying his name is Brendan Small. It's so weird. That show's great. Yeah. And then the one where I just want to reminisce about Home Movies episodes, the one where they the Brendan, Melissa, and Jason are the, I think they're evil Picasso, evil George Washington, and evil Annie Oakley. And they take a mermaid princess hostage. It's so fucking weird. And that's like a Starboy and Captain Outer Space episode. Anytime there was Starboy and the Captain of Outer Space, into it. Because that was strange. I own every season of that on DVD, but I never bought like the big collector's edition that came with like the slate and like the really cool box. Because I already owned it. And I don't know that they put anything else on there.
I'm not sure. I don't think they did.
I don't think they did either. Maybe I'll buy it, though. There you go, guys. We did it. We recorded for an hour. Kevin, I want you to leave everyone with final thoughts. Something really important. Maybe something provocative. Something that will keep people thinking. And they'll leave this and go, wow, Gaming Cult Podcast Episode 1, Red Dead Redemption Online Gangs, which I hope is what the name is. They will leave it going, wow, really glad I listened to that for 40 minutes. Kevin, ready? So get close to the microphone and just give them something provoking.
This may be the only time you ever hear me on this podcast. I don't know.